It's Monday, October 1st, 2007. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
Don't eat meat, but you sure like the bone.
Your eyes and ears are about to be treated to a whole new array of tradition.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. There was South London's Patrick Wolfe with the title track from his album The Magic Position, which came out earlier this year. As an album, pretty good stuff. As a song, totally awesome stuff. I love that song. It's so super great. It kind of reminds me with the strings and the, I don't know, something about it stylistically, a little bit of the Heavenly States, who I played back a while ago on the show. So if you liked that song, maybe look into the Heavenly States, even though they're really very little alike. It's just something about the tempo and the strings. I don't know what it is. Anyway, up next, it's Sweden's The Shout Out Louds, who I like a whole lot. I played a cut from their new record a while ago when they released it as an EP, and now the whole album is out. It's called Our Ill Wills, and it's super fantastic. They've got more of the Cure-like songs up their sleeve. The first song I'm going to play is called Normandy, which is amazingly Cure-like, and it's so amazingly good. And then the next track I'm going to play is called South America, which is also unbelievably good. So it's a great album, and these are great songs from it. Check out the Shout Out Louds right now from Our Ill Wills, Where Else But on the Sounds of My Head.
Children, speaking in defense of his education policy, the president said this.
Children do learn when standards are high and results are measured.
Children do learn. Oh, does they? Children do learn. While talking about education, let me tell you something, sir. We don't need your charity. I have a full staff of very talented writers and producers working for me, and we can't even make that funnier by taking it out of context.
I'm so selfish, so jealous. Are you out tonight? Been longing for the weekend. Did you see me in the back alley light? And you don't know that things haven't been easy. It's time now for you to see me. Are you out tonight? Are you out tonight?
Behind event this week, our education president, the one who once asked, is our children learning, said, and I quote, children's do learn. And then he ate another paint chip. What has to happen before we fit this guy for a helmet?
talking about. Some of you, if you're running a nursery, you know what I'm talking about. If you've got a chicken factory, a chicken plucking factory, or whatever you call them, you know what I'm talking about.
That right there was two songs in a row by Caribou. Caribou, formerly Manitoba, they changed their name due to a lawsuit, and I've never liked them very much. I've, you know, been pressured to like them and never really done so until this new album called Andorra. Andorra is incredible. It's going to be like on so many best of the year album lists, I'm sure, because it's a fantastic record and it's so super good. And those two tracks right there were called Melody Day and Sandy. And they're both from Andorra. And Andorra, super good. If you like those two tracks, you're going to want to check out the rest of the record because it's all pretty much that good. Okay, speaking of other bands I love a lot, how about The Go Team? That's right, The Go Team have a brand new record which came out recently called Proof of Youth. And it is super duper good. It's maybe not as good as their first debut record, but pretty awesome. And we're going to hear two songs from it. We're going to hear Doing It Right and Patricia's Moving Picture, both by the Go Team, and both right now on The Sounds in My Head.
Seem like the media is just taking the administration talking points about this drumbeat of war with Iran the way they did 5 years ago with Iraq. You'd think that was 50 years ago, yeah. And they forgot all about, oh, that's right, we bought the bullshit about Saddam, but it was 5 years ago. I know they've been busy with OJ, but come on. the most universal government health program can't help you. They can't outlaw unhealthy food or alcohol or cigarettes. Just pot, sadly. Because you see, the government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer. And they subsidize illness in America. Mm. They have to. There's too much money in it. You see, there's no money in healthy people. And there's no money in dead people. The money is in the middle. People who are alive, sort of, but with one or more chronic conditions that puts them in need of Celebrex or Nasonex or Valtrex or Lunesta. 50 years ago, children didn't even get type 2 diabetes. Now, it's an emerging epidemic, as are a long list of ailments which used to be rare and have now been mainstreamed. Things like asthma and autism and acid reflux and arthritis, allergies, adult acne, attention deficit disorder. And that's just the A's.
Because I'm tired of maturity, airport insecurity, running from the thought police, fighting with the go-betweens. Hold up, let me steal a breath, cause we're dealing with identity theft.
You need an education.
I don't see why I got
to. You need a good degree.
As to a similar. So little time, so much to be bored by. If no one taught along Harvard long, no one make a nuclear bomb. They don't teach you how to care, empathize, and if you dare, euthanize your sense of fair play. Better to obey, no child is free. Why it's crazy to see, is that an elementary or a penitentiary? Hot geez, get off my back and beat it, take it to town, man. Idiots go to college to get dumbed down. Ooh, it leaves you bereft. Ooh, identity theft. I may be wrong, I don't know why. I may be wrong, but I'll try. Because I'm sick of the insanity, watching horny manatee, feeling like a libertine, dealing with the death machine. Hold 'em up, it's a street of rest. Damn, we're dealing with identity theft.
You need a publication.
I don't see why I got
you
to.
You need a press release.
As to assimilate. Journal fashions, profiteers, porno testing pioneers, fun bombastic puppeteers, get away from me. How can you write what we read? That ain't my reality. You disabuse humanity, humility and fealty. Oh, you guess you got an edge, hiding your hedge from the feds, putting down the little bit.
Ignorance is right, not a
I finished and had it, and while you fucked her at it, as far as I'm concerned, Pluto's still a planet.
Ooh, you die a quick death. Ooh, identity theft.
I may be wrong, I don't know why. I may be wrong, but I'll try. Because I'm sick of all this sabotage. Where's my female entourage? Looking for some kind of closure. All I'm finding is Ray Bolger. Hold up, hell yeah, I confess. Cause we're dealing with identity theft. I don't see why I got
you
to.
You need a boss to please.
Blah, 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 you're late. Jackety yak, don't look whack. Nelly, you're a heart attack. Murder, murder on the wall. Who's the butchest one of all?
Where'd you get that thing addressed? The flea market?
Oops, I forgot you to sign for
target. Violence and religion. Don't ever play with guns. But I punched a man on Broadway just to watch him try.
Every guy I went to try said to fight him, but I can't think why. Bent and hinged and singed like Christian Wash the main event. But in the end, there's no success like revenge.
Ooh, leaves you bereft. Ooh, identity theft.
I may be wrong, I don't know why. I may be wrong, but I'll try. Because I'm tired of hypocrisy. Is it them or is it me? Jesus Christ is left in ruins. Satan, buddy, how you doing? Hold him up, it's the street of rest. Damn, we're dealing with identity theft. Because I'm tired of being sweet and nice. Fuck you once and fuck you twice. Show your passport, get that stamp. Funny like a Nazi camp. Hold him up, hell yeah, I'll confess. Cause we're dealing with identity theft.
That right there was Nellie Mackay and her song, Identity Theft, from her new record called Obligatory Villagers, which just came out very recently and is not very good. It's only 10 tracks long, and a lot of them seem to me kind of like throwaway tracks. Even that song, I don't think, it's not my favorite Nellie Mackay song, but it's, I think, my favorite off the record. And, you know, if I'm a big Nellie Mackay fan at this point, so I pretty much will just buy anything that she releases, you know? But I have to say, this is not her finest hour on the CD, I don't think, personally. But anyway, if you like that song, you pick it up in iTunes and in the new Amazon MP3 thing. I don't know if you've seen this, Amazon has a new thing kind of to compete with both iTunes and eMusic, sort of a cross between the two. You have to buy albums, not a monthly subscription like eMusic, but albums like iTunes, but they're actually MP3 files, which are a really high quality, DMR-free, all that kind of stuff. It's pretty cool, and they have it for random albums. I can't figure out the pattern. Sometimes they have things that are in both iTunes and eMusic. Sometimes they have things that are in iTunes, but not in eMusic. Sometimes they have things that aren't in either. Most of the time, they just don't have things. I don't know. It's pretty weird. I can't figure it out. But either way, pretty cool. And from now on, if there's an MP3 from Amazon available, that's what I'm going to link to rather than the CD, because I'm kind of like all about digital, I guess, at this point. All right, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head, it's Beirut. I like to call him my neighbor because he's based here in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. He has a new album which just came out called The Flying Club Cup. And it's pretty good. The song we're going to hear from it is called In the Mausoleum. And if you like Beirut, you're not going to be disappointed by this new record because it sounds just like everything else from Beirut. Maybe not quite as good as the first album, I would say, but it's still pretty good. And In the Mausoleum, not a bad track at all. Finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was The Cure's Just Like Heaven as covered by Rockabye Baby, and The Cure's Just Like Heaven as covered by the Vitamin String Quartet. In between the two Cure songs, I talked over My World by The Go Team, also from Proof of Youth, which I should point out again, you should pick up. Thanks a lot for listening to The Sounds of My Head, and special shout out thanks to Doug from Australia for that special guest hosted episode last week. And I'm sorry I couldn't introduce it, my voice was a little bit jacked due to a cold, and I couldn't really talk so much. We'll see you in 2 weeks on October 15th with an all new episode of The Sounds of My Head.